Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on two stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about U.S. government's departments of deception and how we have been deceived in relationship to COVID, the COVID origin, the COVID vaccine, and the efficacy of the vaccine. We've been deceived by the government, every department therein, about the so-called insurrection of January the 6th. It wasn't an insurrection. It may have been a riot, and some bad people did some bad things, but in general, it was not an insurrection. We're talking about that today. We have with us our special guest, Congressman Mike Hill, the former representative of District 1 of the Florida House. Mike, we're thankful that you've taken time to be with us today, but I want to ask you a few questions as we wrap up our thoughts and questions in relationship to what has taken place with COVID-19. I'm looking at one article that says, the greatest cover-up in human history. First, it was supposedly a conspiracy theory. Then it was banned. And finally, now, it's true. And this article goes on to talk about the origins of COVID and what has taken place and how it has evolved over the past several years. And now there's the recognition that it is real, that it is virulent and damaging and dangerous. In fact, one article says, Americans are slowly waking up. Half now believe that COVID-19 vaccines are to blame, are to be blamed for the unexplained deaths. So, Congressman Hill, when it comes to the origin of COVID, I think we recognize now that the truth is finally seeping out, that it was intentional from the COVID bioweapons lab in Wuhan, China, by the Chinese Communist Party. But the question is that we need to ask now, did Anthony Fauci and others plan the COVID pandemic as far back as 2014 and 2015 based on the research that we now know? Is it possible that it was a plandemic and not a pandemic?
I believe it was, Dr. Youngblood, but I also believe that it got out of hand, that they plan to have this take place, but they also plan to have this fake vaccine, these jabs, in place in order to make money. But it got out of hand in that it spread so quickly, as that Chinese doctor said. It spread quicker than what they thought it. They thought it was going to, but at the same time, they gleefully, I believed, rubbed their hands together and said, we can make even billions more than we dreamed of. So I think it was planned. It got out of hand, and then they saw it as an opportunity to make even more.
Absolutely. I'm looking at an article that says, study Doom's idea that life depends on COVID vaccination. Another headline, the UK government ending all COVID-19 vaccines and boosters. And I could go on and on and on with the headlines in relationship to that. One headline says, now doctors say they'll refuse any more COVID shots. Another article says, all three vaccines are breaking through. Emails showing discussion of vaccine failures among health officials. One article says, key scientists sound the alarm, withdraw all COVID-19 shots immediately. So I think we're seeing, as the scripture calls it in Daniel, the fifth chapter, we're watching the handwriting on the wall that's exposing the liars, the thieves, and those that have planned this to be carried out based on the M-O-N-E-Y. I believe we have hold, if you will, your thoughts, Congressman. I believe we have Pastor Davis on the line. Pastor, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood. How are you today?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Real good, real good. Thank God, thank God. You know, I thank God for the broadcast and, you know, many people that I have spoken with over the past few months, I think, as you said earlier, are finally waking up to the truth. But I'm kind of afraid, Dr. Youngblood, that it might be too much, too little, too late for some people to learn the truth now because they have, you know, taken this COVID vaccine more than once. As you and I covered many times on the broadcast, at first, you know, they had a one-and-done thing by Johnson & Johnson where they deceived, you know, everyone that if you just take the vaccine one time, you know, that it would be oversaid and done. You wouldn't have to do it anymore. And then the next lie that came out was you will have to take it every 6 months. And then it started, you know, just escalating from that point and going even further and further into deception. But when we look at the scriptures about the young blood, Christ had already prepared us, you know, for this time, because when the disciples asked him about the signs, you know, of his return, the first sign he said in Matthew 24, he said, beware that no one deceive you. So deception is the first sign. And we, if we're looking at this thing, I mean, we who are blood washed and born again, you know, I thank God that we know the scriptures and we are committed to Christ. My wife and I were talking about that this morning, you know, about how all of us who remain committed to Christ, as he said in John chapter 10, the sheep know his voice. When these lies first started, and I think, you know, a few times we talked about it on the broadcast as well, they said that, you know, someone ate a bat, or it started in a wet market. You know, so many different lies came out, but we were never moved by that. And when it came down to them saying that the vaccine was the answer for the COVID, well, we were not moved by that either. So I thank God that, you know, we who know God's voice and remain vigilant to him, God is not going to let us be deceived. He's going to take care of us. But now is the time, more now so than ever before, that we need to trust and depend on God like Amen. Never before. And I just Amen. Want to say that to you on today. Thank you so much.
Well said, Pastor. Thank you so much for your input. And I pray that our listeners are hearing and listening well to the comments today, because I believe it is necessary for we as believers and as Christian conservatives that we know the truth, and the truth is the Word of God. Congressman Hill, let me couch it this way. We've had a myriad of military that's been put out of the military for not taking the vaccine. We've had a lot of doctors and nurses that have had their license pulled as a result of saying COVID shots are dangerous, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the question is, should all military personnel, doctors, nurses, and all of those that lost their careers, should they be reinstated with back pay and an apology from the governments that have perpetrated that? What is your position on that? What are your thoughts? How do you remedy that wrong?
Yes, they should be reinstated with back pay and to the position that they were in before they were forced to leave. Now, in terms of an apology, I wouldn't even accept an apology from them because, one, it wouldn't be sincere, and the other, it wouldn't mean anything because they would be willing to do it again if they were ordered to. But those young men and women who voluntarily signed up to defend our nation and then were treated so shabbily because they refused to have that poison placed in their bodies should be reinstated with full back pay. And I don't want to hear the excuse, well, that would cost too much. No, it costs us too much to not do it, because our military right now is in shambles of what we are seeing that Secretary Lloyd Austin and General Milley, what they have done to our military in terms of putting in this woke ideology, teaching this critical race theory, accepting these sodomites who are pretending to be women, that they call them transgenders, which there is no such thing.
That's right.
You can't trans into anything. You're either a man or a woman. Now, in your mind, you could have something wrong, and that should be dealt with counseling. Mm-hmm. What they have done to decimate our military right now was intentional, Dr. Youngblood.
Yes.
And they've gone to the point now in the Army to where you don't have to have a high school diploma in order to join the Army. And the reason they are doing that, Dr. Youngblood, is so that they can accept a lot of these illegals who are coming across our border into our military. This is an intentional move by globalists who want to destroy our military's ability to defend this nation. And it started under Barack Obama when he was president, of how he was firing, dismissing so many of the patriots, the conservative flag officers and general officers from the military because they love this nation so much. He decimated the higher ranks of those who valiantly served in this nation, including during the Iraq and Gulf Wars, who they were patriots, and Obama knew that, and that's why he got rid of them and instead has replaced them with these incompetents such as General Milley, and they have put in as the Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, who, by the way, was also part of the Obama administration. And it is a disaster having these clowns in charge of our military, and we must rely on God's mercy and grace,
yes,
to preserve us until we can restore our military back to its greatness and this nation. And I believe that one person who can do that, because he has demonstrated that he's willing to, and that is President Trump. And I pray that he gets reelected in 2024, and that we have to stop this election fraud that has taken place, because we're seeing it right before our eyes, that they can cheat with impunity and nothing happens. But yeah, we look at what happened in Arizona to Carrie Lake and how they have installed this fake governor Hobbs, who is there. And it's like they thumb their nose at the citizens and says, so what are you going to do about it? Because we have a Department of Justice which will not enforce the laws properly. We have a judicial system which will not rule properly, as we are seeing with this whole January 6th hoax. It is a crime the way they have incarcerated so many people in these jails in Washington, D.C., who they know are innocent. And yes, as these tapes reveal, they did not commit an insurrection. They did not commit any crimes. And here they are being held in jail, many of them without even having a trial yet, denied bail. And those corrupt judges should be impeached.
Absolutely. That brings us to that subject, Congressman Hill, and it's a good segue into the questions that we need to talk about and answer in relationship to January 6th. For the benefit of our listeners that may not be up to speed on that, take a brief moment. What do we mean when we talk about the January 6th event? What are we talking about?
That was when President Trump made an announcement and said to Americans, come to Washington, D.C., to this rally that we're going to have and demand that this false election that elected Joe Biden, it was false, and that you come and demand that instead of, at that time, Vice President Mike Pence certifying the electors' votes, that you come and demand that they not be certified, that instead, because of the the cheating, the blatant and obvious cheating that took place in that election, that you come and demand, make your voices heard, and as President Trump said, peacefully go to the Capitol and make your voices heard, that we do not want Vice President Pence to certify those electors saying that Joe Biden was elected president when he was not. He was installed. They cheated. And so a lot of people were there in Washington, D.C. In fact, a friend of mine from here in Pensacola went there. He's a videographer, and he went there just to document what was going on, not at the Capitol, but just the rally that was going on. And so he was there at the rally, and I've spoken to him personally. Right now, he is in jail in Washington, D.C., a prior Marine. He served this country, and his name is Jesus Rivera. And Jesus and I had several conversations, and he told me how he had left the rally, had gone to a restaurant to eat, and then saw this massive crowd walking down the street. And he asked, what's going on? I said, they're going to the Capitol. And he says, oh, I'm going to have to film this. So he goes to the Capitol. When he got there, all of the violence, which had been caused by FBI infiltrators and Antifa infiltrators posing as if they were Trump supporters who committed stupid and violent acts, that was not from those who had left the rally and had gone there peacefully. Well, by the time Jesus Rivera got there, this ex-Marine videographer, by the time he got there, all of the violence had stopped, and instead the doors were open and people were just walking in. Well, he walked in filming and left, no problem. Well, and then get this, Dr. Youngblood, it's amazing. He comes back to Pensacola. His fellow church members who were adamant anti-Trumpers turned him in to the FBI. Mm. The FBI came to his home, took all of his equipment that he had in his home, what he uses to make a living, not just what he had taken to D.C., but all of the equipment out of his home, all of his photography equipment, all of his computers, everything, confiscated it all. He still doesn't have it back. And then charged him with insurrection, charged him with trespassing on government property when he wasn't supposed to be there. He had his trial, and just this past January 8th, he was sentenced to 8 months in jail. And he is in Washington, D.C. right now in jail. But J.D., is what we call him, has communicated with us and said that he is using that term as a place of ministry. And he is right now spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ in that jail to his jail holders, those who are holding him, and to other inmates who were there. He says, amen. I'm going to take this as an opportunity to spread the gospel. God bless him.
Amen. I'm thankful to hear that testimonial on his behalf. That brings me to a question that begs to be asked and demands to be answered. Many of these defendants that are locked up without the right of being carried out of a speedy trial, been, as we use the old cliche, rotting in prison without being convicted of a crime for the most part. Now that 41,000 clock hours of video footage of every square inch in the Capitol and the Capitol grounds has been made available, do you believe that it would be right for all of those attorneys to, in a class action against the federal government, demand that all charges be dropped and the prisoners be released? They're literally political prisoners. What are your thoughts on that? That's
yes,
my position.
That should happen, Dr. Youngblood. You are absolutely right. It is, those videos show beyond a doubt, a shadow of a doubt, that those who they have arrested were not guilty as charged, that those who have been tried before these corrupt judges are not guilty, and they should all be released. All should be released. And I've heard President Trump make that statement, but that should come from all members of Congress, whether you're Democrat or Republican, but that's not going to happen from the Democrats. But they should all be released. These judges, who I believe knew that they were not guilty, that they were innocent, should be impeached. You know, Dr. Youngblood, when we look at our founding fathers and the Declaration of Independence, where they listed their grievances, that listed more than any other grievance were corrupt judges and how they were administering injustice in the colonies at the time. That was their grievance against the judges was listed four separate times. Only once was listed taxation without representation, and that was grievance number 14, I believe. It wasn't even top of the list, but instead it was corrupt judges. And we are seeing that very thing right now, and we need to have patriots rise up and declare that justice be done by this corrupt government that we are living under right now.
In fact, I'm looking at headlines that says the January 6th defendants now insist on trial delays based on concealed evidence. You see, and our general public's not aware of this, those that have been locked up as political prisoners have been refused the access to even the video footage that had been limited and utilized by the January 6th committee. And many of those defendants did not have proper representation to be able to prove what they're saying of their innocence. For example, the one that was called the Anon Shaman, Jacob Chansley, and his mysterious supposed threat to society. The video footage shows he was welcomed by the Capitol Police. He was escorted through the corridors of the Capitol by the Capitol Police. Even the Capitol Police opened the doors and allowed him to walk in, and then he walked to the floor of the House and had a verbal prayer thanking God for their allowing them to come in, thanking God for being able to walk through the Capitol and to be able to express themselves on that January 6th day. And yet he was sentenced to 4 years in prison. So it is my opinion, and I want your take on that, it's my opinion that all of these prisoners, their political prisoners, should be summarily released. There should be some process by the jurisprudence system that will allow a judge to render a decision that declares, based on the fraudulent statements, based on withholding evidence, based on the refusal to allow the defendant to have access to the material to prove his innocence, I believe that should be summarily done. It is a sad, sad day in our nation. Looking at the headline, says newly released surveillance footage challenges the January 6th officials and their narrative. Because as I understand it, Congressman, you can speak to this, the January 6th committee knew all of what the 41,000 hours on the video shows, and this is the reason that Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and other Democrats are screaming with their hair on fire that the video should not be seen, the public should not see it, it should be against the law, Tucker Carlson needs to be fired, and on and on and on I go with that narrative. How do you respond to that?
Well, first of all, why on earth would they say that the public doesn't need to see those videos? Mm-hmm. We're supposed to be an open, transparent government. And Biden said he was going to be the most transparent government ever. And instead, it's the exact opposite. They don't want it released. They don't want us to know the truth. Why is that? Because when the truth is known, it will be an indictment against you, Senator Schumer, Representative Pelosi, and even Mitch McConnell said the video should not be released, when in fact they should. We are supposed to be a free nation. We're supposed to have freedom of speech, freedom of press, where we should see all of that. It should not be withheld. And you would think that now that the truth is coming out and everyone can see that they were lying, that January 6th fake committee doctored the footage. In fact, they hired an ABC production crew to edit and crop the videos to fit their narrative.
Yes.
You would think that now that that has come to light, that they would slink off somewhere and quietly just, you know, sulk. But no, they are doubling down. Mm-hmm. Here is Schumer standing on a Senate floor declaring that it's a travesty that this is being released. And it's a big lie that they're doing. No, you're the big liar. And you're the one who should be removed from office.
Right.
It's a shame, Dr. Young, but we caught them. And instead of them saying, I'm sorry, they are doubling down and making the lie even worse.
Congressman Hill, a couple of other questions to tie up some loose ends. According to the video footage that's been exposed and released now through Tucker Carlson, he has pointed out in the video footage that's been released thus far that probably between 12 and 20 federal agents, FBI, CIA, et cetera, were involved in the promulgation, the pushing, and the encouraging of even the breaking of the windows to get into the Capitol. Do you believe that to be true?
Yes, indeed. Do believe it to be true. The question then is why? Why did they have these FBI infiltrators there and encouraging Antifa to be there to create this chaos? It's because they wanted to promote that false narrative that it was an insurrection. And if it was an insurrection, that would prevent President Trump from running again in 2024.
Yes.
Because that it says in our Constitution, anyone who has been part of insurrection is not eligible to run for president. So that's why they did this whole thing. That's why they would not allow the National Guard to be there in proper force, as President Trump had requested,
yes,
to make sure that things are going to be kept orderly. This was planned by the FBI, by the CIA, and the Democrats, to call this an insurrection so President Trump could not run for office again.
One final question, Congressman, before our time is up. Why aren't the Republicans standing and saying this and demanding that this be done? Why are the Republicans silent, generally speaking?
Because they want to get reelected, Dr. Youngblood. They're mm-hmm. cowards. Mm-hmm. And they are more concerned about being reelected instead of perhaps not being reelected and no longer enjoying the perks that they have now and would have to go back home and get a real job.
Absolutely.
So that's why they're not speaking up. They're cowards.
Cowards. Absolutely. Congressman Hill, thank you so much for taking time to join us today. It's always a blessing, encouragement, and challenge as we have the opportunity to speak to you on these issues. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you once again as we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University. 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.3.